And as I got older, I started taking lessons from a guy in Portland, Oregon, who really pushed me into jazz. And when I first started taking lessons with him, I couldn't stand jazz as a genre. I told my dad once when we were coming back from piano lessons, you know, Rick really wants me to learn jazz, but jazz to me just sounds like they're trying to hit every note except the one they should be playing. But Rick really started to show me what jazz was all about, and he lent me a cassette by a pianist named Keith Jarrett. The Coln Concert, the very first part of the Coln Concert. And Keith just sat down and improvised on a blank slate. And it's the most gorgeous thing, still to this day, probably the most gorgeous thing I've ever heard. I listen to it at least weekly. So, and a lot of Keith's music, he does a lot of that where he's almost beyond being called a musician, he is an improviser. And his music rides right between jazz, classical, and pure chaos. But it's all very, very palatable and very listenable. And so that's very strongly influenced how I play, what I listen for in music, taking risks in improvising and things like that. I've learned from Keith Jarrett.
And I've seen you perform, and I've seen you just play and play and play.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. How do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you just go and go and it's all new and fresh and it's beautiful and there's...
Well, and a lot of that you can learn. A lot of it you can learn. The stuff that you can't learn is the stuff that you pick up from just listening to hours and hours and hours of music very intently. But the stuff you can learn is like what scale goes with what chord follows another chord, things like that. What I do often though is I'll memorize a piece, and what I memorize more is the melody and the chord changes in the left hand. And then from there, I kind of treat that as like a black and white coloring page. And so you'll get the same kind of image every time, but I color it differently every time I play it. And sometimes I don't even recognize the picture when I'm done. Or somebody else will say, that's what you were playing, you know? But in way back in the recesses of my mind, I'm still conscious of, I'm still playing Amazing Grace or something like that. Yeah. But even though somebody listening could never tell you that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Clay, the winter album.
Yes, Little Blue Houses.
Little Blue Houses. And is the entire album about winter? How about Little Blue People? Because I freeze in the winter.
Yeah, Little Blue Houses are chilly as well. Actually, the title came off of a painting I did a long time ago of just literally just these little blue houses, and it's on the album cover. But I had been kept getting requests for a Christmas album. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's great. You'll listen to it maybe 2 or 3 weeks out of the year, but then it's not really much to listen to after that. You don't feel like you're in the mood for it. So I thought it would be better to record something that's more wintry. And so there's Christmassy tunes on there, but you could listen to it anytime that there's snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. Or if you feel like cooling off in the summertime. Yeah. You know,
right. Anytime there's snow on the ground. That could be anytime between, I don't know, July.
Exactly. The recording quality is less than I had hoped for, but what I actually ended up liking about that is that it sounds cold. It just sounds a little bit chilly. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have that warmth of a really nice, polished studio recording. It has more of there's a chill to it, mm-hmm. Which is very fitting, I suppose.
You mentioned you painted little blue houses. Does this often happen where maybe other creative work that you have done, like paintings, and suddenly there's music that develops from that, and it's a continuous...
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. And I don't even remember how I came up with the painting for little blue houses. They look like little outhouses, actually. And I think I was doing a painting trying to capture what would Santa's palace look like. Uh-huh. And most of it, of course, is under the snow, except for these little peaks, which look like these little blue, like tower tops almost, but they look like houses. And so that's where that came from. So Santa's in there somewhere, too. So I try to develop my own kind of, I don't know, the Clay Hillman version of some Christmassy songs, but there's also a Scott Joplin piece on there, there's a Beethoven piece on there, things that remind me of just winter. Say that at the real heart of it, I appreciate the relationships I've developed because of it, you know, more than anything. I mean, I've met so many people through it, because you end up playing for weddings, and you play for bars and restaurants, and you play for graduations and all kinds of things, and so you meet lots of people, and a lot of very appreciative people, you know. And so then, of course, you start by talking about the music I was just playing, but then you end by actually forming a friendship.
Yeah.
You know, so that's probably my favorite part about it is the people that you get exposed to.
What kind of encouragement can you offer to the younger
side? I'm so glad I quit music lessons, said no one ever. Yeah, I have never met anybody that's happy that they gave it up at a young age. You know, everybody regrets that. I've never met anybody that's like, man, that was the best decision I ever made, was to quit playing music. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating at times. I mean, I watch my own kids with their music lessons, and they're brought to tears. And I remember having the same frustration with it. No, you can't get it. You can't get it. You can't get it. But that's where you say, all right, take a step back, put the headphones on, and remember why you're doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, wouldn't it be fun to be the one in the headphones, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun to be the one to be able to give that to someone else? That feeling that you get from listening to your favorite music, wouldn't that be cool if you were the one giving it? Mm-hmm. You know, what a great gift.
Yeah.
Just to be the one putting it out there.
This has been such a treat for me, Clay. I would like to talk for days.
Is our time already up? I just got going.
I know.
But we are definitely going to have you in again.
Wonderful. Sounds great.
And I appreciate your willingness to share your story and share your music.
Well, it's been a real honor to be able to come and do this. I was looking forward to it.
On that note, our guest today, Clay Hillman. You're listening to Musical Notes. Thank you.